All right, here we go. Hour number two of the Glass in the Morning radio experience. And it's an experience. Oh, baby. Hang on to your hats, kids. There's Margaret Fetty.
Good morning.
You're not wearing
Good morning.
You're not wearing a hat.
No, I'm wearing headphones.
There you go. You have to. Got to hear what's going on. It's part of the gig here. Get a little hot sitting in the window, like a cat in the window over there.
I'm always happy to be in the window in
there
the sun.
There you
know
go.
Me.
And it feels great.
I am 62, a sun girl.
62 downtown, so it's gorgeous this morning. As we get things started, middle of the week, Wednesday, that means Marty Hawk checks in with us. The county councilwoman makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy to be here and happy to hear your voice this morning.
Well, that's good. And I'm assuming the sun is shining in Ellettsville as well.
I was going to ask.
Yes. Well, it's peeking through there. I can look
Don't
down
do it. Don't do it. Burn your eyes out.
And see it coming in over my flower beds, and I'm loving it.
There you go. Summertime in Bloomington. Not much better than that. We know there's not a ton of things going on, but get us up to date on what we need to know, what's happening at county government.
Well, of course, it may be a quiet, sleepy town for some folks, but county government is really gearing up because this is when we're really putting numbers together for the biggest thing that the county council does, of course, is looking at the financials and deciding what kind of money we have to spend. And one of the things that we were presented with last evening by the auditor was we had something called miscellaneous revenue. So we have property tax revenue, we have income tax revenue, and then there's other things that's called within a group that's called miscellaneous revenue.
What would fall into that, just to give us an idea?
Well, when there's fees that's charged for different things, there's something having to do with fines, forfeitures, and fees. And there's something in particular that the Sheriff's Department does, which is they are supposed to be billing out for prisoner care, that if we keep prisoners for either for the feds or for the state, then we bill them back for those nights that we have those prisoners in our local jail, and they're supposed to pay us. We found out last night that for whatever reason, we hadn't billed for that since 2013.
Why is that?
Well, we had a new sheriff come in, didn't we, there about then?
Well, whoever the employee who was supposed to be doing that, I think that would be the same employee who is no longer with county government that we read about in the paper not too long ago. Now, that's who I think would have been doing this billing, but whoever it was that was supposed to be doing it wasn't doing it. So we don't know whether or not we can go back and recreate that billing and try to get that money in. Now, it's not the biggest amount of money, but it does show a lack of oversight that
well,
we didn't even notice.
You're
going to
need all the money you can, Marty, because, I mean, we're taking the elections from, what, $500,000 2 years ago. Now in 2016, you're going to need $1 million for the election. So you
let's just get real quickly back to so I can finish this part, and then we'll go into that. What I wanted to say is that we found out yesterday morning, and then by the time we arrived at the meeting last evening, that miscellaneous revenue projection had changed by $500,000. So, you know, these are real numbers. These are
So was it to the positive you found out it should go because of the fact that they hadn't been doing the billing?
No, that was a small part of it. There was just other things that somehow or the other was left off of miscellaneous revenue. And you know, we don't ever want to guess at that miscellaneous revenue being too high. We don't be too positive about that because if it doesn't come in as we project it might, then we will have overspent what we thought. But anyway, I just wanted to make sure that we understood that. As of yesterday morning, we were $500,000 shorter than we were yesterday afternoon. So it's impossible to take a look at numbers that are presented to you and go, okay, this is what it's going to be 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now.
Did the auditor give you a clear idea of why all of a sudden these miscellaneous fees were going to go up $500,000? That's a lot of money, Marty.
Well, yes, and there was some general conversation about it. I want to see it in writing because that's I want to see something presented to us, not just, I mean, he was sort of reading from little slips of paper that he had in front of him, and when we see this kind of a change, you know, at some point in time, I expect to see something that says each line.
Like an official document?
Right, a document.
Here's 100,000 glass.
So that we can all
petty
follow
cash
along.
Minus
now, I'm sure some of the folks there probably already knew the reasons, but to hear it verbally at the meeting is really difficult.
Are they required to provide that in report form so everyone can see it, or is it just a, well, as long as it's done by the end of the year, don't worry about it type deal?
They're not. Well, at some point in time, of course, the miscellaneous revenue, that's a certain form that has to be filled out to be included and sent to the state. This is what their revenue projections are for us to look at right now, but these numbers could definitely change. But at any rate, it changed $500,000. I thought that was quite a bit.
That's a couple bucks, right?
Right. And then on to what Margaret was just speaking of, because of the we have to budget next year for this election. It's going to be a very expensive election. Our clerk originally told us it was going to be very close to $1 million, $900,000-some. The election board met again in a continued work session. They seem to be more in track of working together, perhaps better than they were the week before, with the clerk coming forward with some recommended cuts. But at the end of the day, that was only like $100,000-some. So I think the big ticket item will be the expense of all of the early election and satellite voting and so forth. We'll have to see how that works out. And because there were so many meetings and so much information coming out for the council to review before we got to the meeting last night, there was no way I could go to that meeting. And regrettably, I don't think it was covered by CATS, so it will be difficult for the public to follow along to see what they're doing with that almost $1 million.
Well, Marty, I mean, I've got the 2012 and the 2014 budget in front of me, and it looks like the majority is the salaries and wages that we pay for the various people. And I don't know if what I heard was correct, but I heard that it was potentially, there was a the talk of raising the pay of the clerks and the judges 200%. And that is, if you have not heard that, and if I'm getting the wrong information, I apologize. I don't think I am, though.
Let's make it clear to the public listening audience, when you're saying raise the pay of the clerks and the judges, we're not talking about the Monroe County clerk or the judges.
Oh, no. Of the election. This is all
right.
Involving the election.
Right.
So,
right.
No, you are.
And that will all have to be addressed, and of course, that part of it, I believe the county council will be able to weigh in on, and hopefully they will be able to address trying to save some money.
Are we prepared to do that?
So this another one coming. But speaking of what the salaries are going to be, the county commissioners brought forward to us their recommendation of what the salary increases would be for county employees, and Commissioner Thomas said that they were recommending $500 for the part-time employees and $1,000 for the full-time employees and a little bit more for the ones who were on a 40-hour work week. But she did not include the fact that the county commissioners are asking for a raise for themselves of $12,000 apiece.
Oh,
so
really?
I really want, I mean, that's what I see in my paperwork.
Hold on real quick. Just let me interject here. What do the county commissioners make right now?
I should be ready.
No. Just give me a ballpark number.
It's 30-some thousand.
They're going to give a $12,000 raise?
Yeah.
That's a 30%.
And they only want to give their employees $500,000 more And I'm assuming you're talking a year. When you say that $500 or $1,000, we're talking
people,
about for a year? No.
That's a year. That's okay. A yearly
raise.
No, those
are county employees.
Gotcha.
And so...
But they deserve $12,000. And not,
wait a second.
I'm not saying that they don't work hard and that they don't have a lot going on, but that is so insulting to the people who work for the county.
Well,
if you're making $30,000 and you get a $12,000 raise, that's almost a 50% raise.
It is.
Yes.
I was just speechless. Well, no, I'm never speechless. But who votes?
Marty Hawk's our guest. County Councilwoman checks in every Wednesday. Who approves this $12,000?
Well, it's
raise.
Up to the county council because we vote on salaries.
Oh.
But rather than having it in their county general budget, from what I was presented with, it's in the stormwater budget. So for those of us who were convinced that we needed a new tax to make sure that we were covering stormwater issues,
and they're going to take it out of stormwater.
Now what will be coming out of there, if this passes, is $36,000 plus for raises for our three county commissioners.
Why don't they just give themselves a $100,000 raise? What are they? I mean, if you're going to go, let's go whole
hog. My gosh, Marty, when did this all come to light last night?
Well, you see, we get copies of some of these budgets as they come in. And because I'm the liaison with the Highway Department, I received a copy of the proposed budget.
For the stormwater.
For stormwater as well as the other highway budgets. Now, the sad thing having to do with highway and being the liaison with the highway was... trying to get myself wrapped around the fact that we're going to have to say a fond farewell to our very treasured Bill Williams, our Public Works Department director, who's been with county government forever and is responsible for bringing in the millions and millions of
dollars. He's great
at
those grants.
And he has been... given an opportunity for a dream job that he just feels compelled to take that opportunity, and I wish him well. But I tell you, we are all so...
Your guys are going to miss him.
We are just broken. You know, we just are heartbroken about it. I mean, I want to wish him the best, and
well, then do
he
it.
Deserves the best, and. He deserves not to have to sit through countless evening hours of plan commission meetings. And, you know, those folks seem to want to meet every night if they could. I don't know what else they have to do in life.
They
but,
do
you know,
not have anything else to do in life, apparently.
And honestly, at this point, I'm hearing some brief conversation about how much extra money we're going to have to plug into that highway budget to have anybody who can even begin to try to fill just a small part of what he does.
But
it
we're only giving our
county... huge, huge loss for county government. And why is it we wait until we lose someone before we realize that
how much
some
they're
of
worth?
These jobs need to be paid more? And I'm just saying, in my opinion, that is the one job that stands out head and shoulders above every other county job as far as trying to find someone to begin to try to fill that spot.
Well, Marty, apparently the commissioners think that they're worth more than giving raises to the county employees, and I think everybody should know about that. And I am shocked that we do not have this as, again, I mean, when the county clerk came out with that they were going up to almost $1 million for the next election, and we didn't get a headline about that. And we didn't get a headline about where's the story about Bill Williams leaving? And where is the story about the county commissioners wanting this big, huge raise, and then they want to give this snippet, little teeny pittance to the people who work for the county? I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that
this may all be sort of insider information, because this is as I am receiving budgets And that doesn't mean that the newspaper has received the same information, because as we go along and we get these budgets that are turned in, then we can sort of see what people are doing. I haven't seen all of the budgets.
Well, so there might be even more. There might be more raises for the commissioners and other budgets that you're not aware of yet.
Well, and it may very well be that some county commissioners will say that we're going to give this second thought, and we're going to pull that back. Wouldn't that be lovely?
That would be lovely, except for you guys didn't. We didn't elect Dave Naccarato, so that's probably not likely.
Well, and the other thing is, and I'd like to make sure I talk about this just a bit, because it no doubt will be in the paper, is that last evening there was a vote having to do with the interlocal agreement with the city, having to do with central dispatch. Now, the county commissioners had already approved and had their staff being the ones to negotiate, their legal staff, the terms of this interlocal agreement. Yet, whether or not the county council voted in favor of this, it was still going to pass, because if we voted against it, it would just go up to state and it would automatically happen anyway. So last evening, I was the only council member who voted against this interlocal agreement, and I made it clear I was doing it as a protest vote, and let me tell you why. The county made a decision that they would pay for all this money up front and allow the city to pay us back over, 8 years. And, you know, when the county taxpayers are having to pony up the money to cover some of the costs of this, operational costs, the maintenance costs, the software costs, you know, that contract that was, $1 million?
Right.
We should, in my opinion,
why didn't the city do it?
Okay, city.
You do it, we'll pay you back in 8 years.
This, here's your part.
Yeah. Why not?
And no, they want to pay us off in installments. Now, even if we're going to get a small amount of interest, we turn around and at the same meeting voted to put in place a $2 million bond stating we didn't have the money to pay for these other things that we're going to go borrow money for. And believe me, we're going to be paying a lot more in interest to pay for the expenses that we're paying for out of the bond. And it's still sitting there waiting for the city to pay us off incrementally. So to me, I thought that.
So you just wanted a 50-50 split where the burden is equally on each of you instead of you having to carry the burden for the extended period of time.
I just think we don't negotiate very well with the city. In addition to which, a portion of this interlocal agreement agreed that we would go after the other units that use the central dispatch, meaning, of course, the trustees, the fire departments, or so forth, because that's how we pay for fire protection. And they do not have the money, and they do not have the authority to raise the money. There's no, that's just setting us up for real confrontations with the trustees. I think that's a huge mistake, and I just regret that they continue to think that for some reason, not only are we going to have a countywide tax to pay for this, that in addition to which we want to tax again from the trustees. So, you know, it's not like as if it's a free ride, folks.
What? It's not what? That we don't have a pot of gold underneath the Monroe County Courthouse we can just dip into whenever we're thirsty?
No, it's just the same thing as that election board. When years ago, when the group got together, and it wasn't this election board, it was others, it was a private citizen group who came forward and said, this is the kind of election we want to have. This is what, and because of that decision, that is now costing us so much money in operational costs that it is at least a huge part of why that costs so much money. And so when you have just one group deciding they want to spend a Cadillac, buy a Cadillac, they aren't looking at the total budget for the entire county government.
No, they're looking at their best interest. Everybody knows
that. They're extracting too much for one item rather than making sure they're looking at the whole picture.
And on and on and on it goes, Marty. And we'll see where we land next Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marty.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, checks in every Wednesday. If you can figure it out, let me know. I just, the more you know, and that's all we do. We provide the information. You make the decision on whether you think that's what's best.